Hi, good evening. Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. And I think we had one saved in junior church, and all God's people said, praise the Lord. And we had visitors this morning, and praise the Lord for that. And so thank you for being back in God's house. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. God, we love you tonight and so glad that you love us. God, I pray that you might do a work in our hearts and lives. God, help us to trust in you solely, and God, all of our trust, our whole trust in you. So bless tonight, and I pray for those that are not able to be here, that you might be with each situation. God, you know about it, and you're able to do something about it, and I pray that you will. But meet with us in this place tonight. Bless the reading and preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's all stand, turn to the back of your book, Living by Faith. And we'll sing 1, 3, and 4 of this one tonight, Living by Faith.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. My faith in Jesus above. Should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. Some sweet day, our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all our sins, in his shelter.
Be seated. Turn over up to page 441. Great is thy faithfulness. Sing all three verses of this one tonight.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with. Not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need in thy hand hath with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Baptist Church this Sunday evening time. Of course, tomorrow will be the first ladies meeting of the fall here at Bethel Baptist Church. That's going to be starting at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. So if you're a lady and you plan on going to that, make sure you're here at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Wednesday, Bible preaching and prayer, 7 o'clock p.m. right here. Also, Kids Patch the Pirate Club will be taking place over in the wing, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Saturday, bus visitation and church-wide offerings and saturation soul winning. If you'd like to go out with us, knock doors, visit bus routes, such things like that, just make sure you're here on Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. That is every Saturday starting at 10. September the 22nd and the 23rd will be the Baptist Men's Recharge in Augusta, Kansas. The sign-up is on the back table still, so you're planning on going to that Friday and Saturday. Make sure you let them know as soon as possible so they can get that prepared and ready to go. Of course, Sunday, October the 1st, is going to be our Roundup Sunday. Pastor has information in the bulletin about that day and about the competition for whoever brings the most new visitors that day. We'll get a new Bible. There's two of them to give away. Look in your bulletin for more information about that, about bringing visitors and earning yourself a new Bible. Also, the day after that will be the Monday night, a revival with Brother Matt Miller. He'll be here with us that day as well for those 2 days. So just be prepared for that, October the 1st and the 2nd, Sunday and Monday. October 6th and the 7th will be the 2023 Ladies Retreat at Heritage Baptist Church in Lawrence, Kansas. The cost for that is $25, not including motel costs. They need to add that into the mix as well once they know how many are going. There's a sign-up sheet on the back table that you can sign up on if you're planning on going to that. Again, October the 6th and the 7th in 2023 Ladies Retreat. Sunday, October the 8th, will be a missionary and Glory Bound Quartet will be with us. Oh, you're not here. Oh, she's not here today. I was waiting for y'all be here. Something, you know. But that's going to be taking place on Sunday, October the 8th. Glory Bound Quartet will be with us from Heartland Baptist Bible College at our a.m. service time. And then Monday, October the 16th, Senior Saints at the church at noon. And it'll all just be prepared to know that the entire month of October is going to be Missions Month. So there'll be missionaries coming in throughout that week at different times. So that's exciting. Make sure you get a pull in so you can keep track of everything that's going to be taking place over the next month or so. We have a busy couple of months coming this way. And I believe that's all we have to announce. Let's all stand. We'll have a time of shaking hands, and then we will take the offering. Thank you.
tonight. All right. Find your place and we will receive the offering. Appreciate you being in God's house. And had a good morning. Some visitors and looking forward to what the Lord has for us tonight in His Word. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to bless this offering. And Brother Adam, will you do that for us, please, sir? Amen. You may be seated. The compliment goes off. Amen.
Did a good job, guys.
All right, let's all stand. Turn to page 409. Page 409. The fight is on. Fight's been on since the devil came into being. Amen. Page 409. We'll sing all three verses.
Oh,
singing and color streaming, the right and wrong engage today. The fight is on, but be not weary. Be strong and in his mind hold fast. If God be for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor song at last. The fight is on, arouse ye soldiers, brave and true. Jehovah leads, and victory will assure. Go buckle on the armor God has given you, and in his strength whoever will endure. The fight is on, O Christian soldier, in face to face and stern array. With armor gleaming and color streaming, the right and wrong engage today. The fight is on, O Christian weary. Be strong and in his might hold fast. If God be for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor song at last. On the last, the fight is leading on to certain victory. The bow of promise spans the eastern sky. His glorious name in every land shall honored be. The morn will break, peace is nigh. The fight is on, O Christian soldier, and face to face in stern array. With armor gleaming and color streaming, the right and wrong engage today. The fight is on, but be not weary. Be strong and in his might hold fast. His banner for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor song at last. Thank you. You may be seated.
Salvation. I believe his precious blood can bring salvation. precious blood can bring salvation. His precious blood can bring salvation.
Well, amen. If you believe those things, say amen. Tell you, that's what this church believes. I mean, our official, if our statement of faith represents that, I believe that Jesus alone is the only one that can save. I believe His word is true. I believe He died and rose again the third day and is alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. So where do you get your religion, your beliefs? I ran across this. My mother taught me religion. When I spilled my grape juice on the carpet, she instructed, you better pray that that stain will come out. My mom taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. My mom taught me irony. Just keep laughing and I'll give you something to cry about. My mom taught me about stamina. You sit there till you eat till all that spinach is finished. My mom taught me about weather. Looks like as if a tornado swept through your room. My mom taught me about behavior modifications. Stop acting like your father. Supposed to be mother. My mother taught me about appreciation. There are millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have a wonderful mom like you do. And then my mom taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. Amen. So, who do you believe? I love the song. I believe. You know, we ought to be able to say what we believe. And I believe you're here tonight because you do trust and believe in a living God. Now, God's people said? Amen. And you believe not only in a supreme being and a creator, but you believe in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who is God Almighty, who is the second part of the triune God. And you believe that He was from the foundation of the world and still is. Praise the Lord. But we must trust in the Lord. So go back to Jeremiah. And what three verses are famous? No, I did that this morning. We won't do that. Some of you cheat because you heard this morning's message. But anyway, Jeremiah chapter 9 is what we looked at this morning. But I want to finish the rest of it, go down to verse 18. Why should we serve God? Why should we trust in God and not in man and not in our flesh and not depart? And we know that God said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. But I want to look at some of these other things tonight. So if you'll stand in reverence and love of God's word, Jeremiah chapter 17, and let's look at verse number 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So it's God. It's God that settles the account. We say, oh yeah, but look what people are getting by with. And here I'm doing right, and it doesn't seem like I get ahead day by day. I'm not rich. I don't have everything else everybody else does, and they don't even go to church. In Beeville, we had a doctor that lived across the street from the church. Big house, I think it was a BMW, and then he moved in his girlfriend. They weren't even married, but here they are, you know, and then going to church and people, and sometimes their cars would break down and things, and we're like, this isn't fair. This guy doesn't even come to church, doesn't even acknowledge God, drives a nice car, you know, moves in his girlfriend, and here we are trying to serve God. It doesn't make sense, but God's the one that settles the score. Look at the next verse. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and what's the next three words? At his end shall be a fool. Wait till the end. You may not have much as a Christian, but if you're saved, you got the riches of glory. Amen. Amen. I got a mansion over the hilltop. Amen. Amen. And I won't tell you what flag it's going to be in front. It's going to be a blood-bought flag, amen? It's not going to be a Cowboys flag or a Chiefs flag. My mansion's going to have the blood-bought cross with my Savior. Praise the Lord. And he says at the end, verse 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel,
All that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you tonight, and I beg you, dear Father, that use me and speak through me tonight. God, I pray that you might encourage your folks, your people here tonight. God, we love you, and I thank you. Trying to prove their love by being here tonight in your house and having their Bibles and being ready to hear from you. And God, I pray that it might not be my voice and my words, but God, they might hear from you tonight. And we know if we open your word and we read your word that we are hearing from you. So bless tonight in a special way. Be a Sister Moyer and others that are not able to be here, but be with them tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And also I want to encourage you, stay faithful. Stay faithful. Try to be faithful to church. Try to be faithful in your Bible reading. Try to be faithful in your giving, in your witnessing. Try to be faithful. This morning we had a couple that came as a direct result of our Operation Saturation. I said, have you moved in the area? They said, no, we live over here in McComas. And a couple of young ladies came by and knocked on our door. You were across the street and we decided to come. Amen? Amen. We don't have that every week. But, hey, it's okay. We're doing what we're supposed to do, and it's up to them. And that was a direct result of Operation Saturation. So don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep knocking doors. Keep handing out tracts. I went through a certain place today and got a certain drink today. I won't mention so I can keep my... Because my wife's sitting right there. Yes, it was McDonald's. Yes, it was Dr. Pepper. And I went to hand the guy a tract. No. I just didn't know. I said, it's a tract. That's okay. I'm good. That's about the first time, really. I mean, only a handful of time in my life have I had people say, no, that's okay. I'm good. Most people will take it. But don't let it discourage you. Keep it up. That's not even part of the message. That's good. Anyway, so why should we trust in the Lord? And I could have 7,777 of them, but we'll only look at... five of them tonight. Is that okay? He said that's fine. Amen. So, got permission. We ought to believe and trust in God because of some things. Number two, in spite of some things. And then we ought to serve God by the way in doing some things. So those are three parts, and if we do 5 minutes, we'll be out in 15 minutes. But I got 50,000 sub-points under them, so don't get excited. Amen. Saw some of you already wrapping up and getting your coat on. Sorry. Why should we trust in the Lord? Number one, verse number 12, a glorious what? High what? Throne from the beginning is a place of our sanctuary. God is not one of many. He's not the one that's currently sitting on the throne. He is the one and only God. And He's the true and living God. Amen. Look in Daniel over a few places to the right. Daniel chapter 4 and verse number 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth to whomsoever he will and setteth up over it the basis of men. Sounds like somebody's in authority. Sounds like somebody's in control, and that's my God. It's not the government that's in control. It's not the wicked that are in control. It's not the devil that's in control. My God is in control, folks. He's almighty. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He knows everything. He's everywhere present. He's my God. He's the Most High, a glorious high throne. Look in chapter 17, verse 25. Almost of Daniel. Almost the same thing, but chapter 4, verse 17. 4 verse 25. Chapter 4 verse 25. It says, now I'm in chapter 5, no wonder. Chapter 4 verse 25. It says that they shall drive thee from man, that thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as an oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee till thou know. Why'd he do that? Because he wanted Nebuchadnezzar to know there's only one God. And it's not by his power that the kingdom was great. It wasn't by his intelligence that the kingdom was great and mighty. It was because of the Most High God. Till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and give it to whomsoever he will. Amen. Guess what? God wasn't voted in and he can't be impeached out. Amen. 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 My God wasn't set up, well, we'll put him in authority for a little while. No, my God has been in authority from ages past, and he'll be in authority till ages future. Amen. He is the Most High God. Praise the Lord. God cannot change. And he's the same God. He can do the same thing he did years ago in Bible days. He can do the same thing now. Well, why doesn't he? I don't know, but he can. At the fair, Brother Haley's church has a little display. It's got three doors. It says three things God cannot do. Anybody know what they are? God cannot lie. Number two, Elijah. God cannot sin. That's not one of them. But you're right, Elijah. Number two, cannot take you to heaven without you accepting him as your Savior. That's door number three. Door number two, God cannot fail. That's another one that's not on there. But number two, God cannot, the same yesterday, today, and forever, God cannot change. It's impossible. So God cannot lie, he cannot change, he cannot fail, he cannot sin, but he can't take you to heaven without you accepting him as his personal Savior. So he is the high exalted one. He's in authority. He's higher than the Supreme Court. Amen. So we ought to believe in the Lord and trust in the Lord because he's the high exalted one. Then you look down here, it says from the beginning, consistency. Aren't you glad God doesn't change? I'm glad I'm not worried about, well, he might be different tomorrow than he was today. No, he might be different today than he was in Bible days. No, my Bible says Jesus Christ, the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. What he started with, he still has. The creative power, the miracles, the everywhere present, the same qualities and characteristics that God had back then, the same, he has those same today. Praise the Lord. He's the same. Number three, he is our hope. And we say that in verse 7, and whose hope the Lord is. Look at verse 13. It says, O Lord, the hope of Israel. Verse 17, be not a terror unto me, thou art my hope in the day of evil. There's a song that says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know. He holds the future. I can face tomorrow. Why? Because I got my savings built up? No. I can face tomorrow because my health is built up. I got a good clean slate from the doctor. No. You can have hope and you can be happy because he lives. Amen. Amen. He lives. Because he lives. He is our hope. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Think about if he didn't live. Think about if he didn't hear you. Think about if he didn't see you and care for you and love you and take care of you. Where would we be? But you can lay your head on the pillow tonight. I know I can live because he's my hope. Then next, you need to trust him because he is the fountain of living waters. Down here in, see verse 13. It says here, no, it's not 13. Down at verse, yeah, it is 13. It says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken thee, the fountain of living waters. God is the fountain of living waters. What can you not do? What can you not do without in your physical life? Water. You can do without Dr. Pepper, only for a little bit. But there's a lot of illnesses, problems in the human body because of dehydration. Is that correct, Miss EMT? Yes. Can you stand up and name the 430 problems? We want to check you out. See if you're legit. Oh, there's only 429? Disobedient daughter, I tell you what. No. Dehydration's a problem. My wife saw it. Drink more water. I said I had a communion cup this morning. She said, well, have another one. Well, you know, water, 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 water. You need water. What percentage of your body is water, Miss EMT? Dun, 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 dun. 80%? Okay, if you see her on the ambulance, don't respond. What, doc? 60%, 80%, anybody for 100%? 60%. Anyway, more than 50%, both of you say? More than 50% of your body's water, right? Okay, we'll go with that. All right, 60%. You need water. You need water to help you. You need, if you don't have anything else, you know, I love watching Westerns, you know, and Gunsmoke, and, you know, the Westerns, and they're riding around, and they have a canteen full of DP, Dr. No. They have water, and it's precious to them. But God is the fountain, folks, of living waters. That means He's the source of nourishment. He is exactly what we need. You can't make it without Him. Oh, yeah, I can make it in this world without Him. There is no God. I'm appalled at how many people this day and age that do not believe there is a God and say, prove to me there is a God. No, you prove to me there isn't a God. Prove to me there's not a God. You show me how you can know that there is not a God. But He is the fountain of living water. That means He's the source of life, and He is the sustainer of life. I'm telling you, God gave us our life. God gave us the breath, breathed into the nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul, and He is the sustainer of life. So we ought to trust in Him because He's the fountain of living waters. Number five, He is one that hears and can help. Verse 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. I said this in Sunday school. God is not just a God that hears us, but He's a God that hears us and can do something about it. Sometimes when I talk to people and they're all, or you talk to your wife about, she's, or other people, they're upset about something and they're ragging on something. And then you look at them and you say, what am I supposed to do? Like politics? You know, Fauci and all, you know, by 100. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? What can you do? I can't do anything. But God... whatever our situation is, God can help. Whatever the situation is, God can take care of. Whatever he not only sees, but He can do something about it. Amen. And He said, heal me and I shall be healed. He said, down here, where am I? Okay. Save me heal me and I shall be saved. Save me and I shall be saved. Hey, God can take care of our problems. That's why we ought to trust in God. I shared with Sunday school, God hears and answers prayer, amen? He does. He does. And when God answers a prayer, it just excites you. This morning, we've had five puppies, and we had two left. We've had them for 7 weeks. It's kind of like having four kids for 18 years. But we have two left. And so I got up this morning, I took... let the big dog out, and there's one little puppy went inside, and he got inside and went to his bowl, and I'm like, if he stays inside, he's going to do his business all over the thing. So I tried to get him, and he couldn't catch him. Finally got him outside. So got in my truck at like 7:45 and headed to church. And I like to pray when I'm heading to church. And I started praying. And I said, Lord, please, if it would be Your will, please, could You allow us to sell that puppy? Please, it would just make our life so much easier. And the kids on Craigslist, we could sell them too, if you would, please. But he didn't answer that prayer. But I said, could you? I was serious. I said, Lord. And one little girl we have left, and she's going to go to Nebraska this week. And I'm like, it would just declutter our life. And it wasn't until later in this afternoon that my wife said, this people called, what time? 8:05. 20 minutes after I prayed. You don't think God hears and answers prayer? Oh, that's just a little thing. It's a little thing. But my heart, woo, amen. Now if the kids would just sell, we're in good shape. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, prayer answer. I'm telling you, God hears and answers prayer. He cares about what's happening in your life day by day. Not just for salvation, but day by day. God hears and answers prayer. So we ought to serve God and believe God and trust in God because of these things. Number two, in spite of some things. In spite of some things. Look down here in verse 13. He says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. So if you're serving God, and you say, well, I'm going to serve God with everybody else. What if everybody else kind of turns their back and goes the other way? Are you going to keep serving God? In spite of those that, in spite of what others do, they're going to forsake the Lord. What about if your spouse? What about if your children? What about if your parents don't serve God? What about if your relatives? What about if your pastor fails, falls into sin, goes away? Are you going to serve God? I hope you do. I hope you'll trust in God. I hope you don't put all your trust, don't put all your trust in your preacher. Don't put all your trust in some man. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in this. And say, I'm going to serve the Lord, and if those around me are going to forsake me, you know, usually the majority is dead wrong. Do you realize that? The majority's going the wrong way. The majority's doing the wrong thing. And if you're going to serve God, it's usually you're not going to be in the majority with all your friends and everybody high-fiving. No, sometimes it's going to be by yourself with the Lord. Amen? Sometimes you can have a friend. Sometimes you have a buddy. Sometimes you have a fellow church member, a brother in Christ. But sometimes you don't. Sometimes your family don't understand why you go to church. Sometimes your children, they go the way, I don't understand. But are you going to serve God in spite of those that forsake God? And if you're serving God, guess what? They're going to forsake you. That's what he says. And he says, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me. Are you going to still serve God? On what? Just in spite of what others do. It's amazing. When I was a kid, I've said this before, knocking on doors, the majority of people say we're Catholic. But today, not so much. I mean, probably 20% of people that say they're Catholic, the others say we don't go to church. We're agnostics. We're atheists. No, thank you. We're not interested. Go away. I mean, it's different. But is that going to stop us from serving God? What people do. Number two, what people say. Down here it says in verse 15, behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Now, I think this is his brethren, the Israelites. It's Jeremiah. I think they're saying, where is your Bible now? Hey, let it come on now. Have you ever had somebody say that? Yeah, you say this is going to happen, but look at the world. It's getting worse and worse, and it seems like evil's triumphing. And if you're right with God and doing right, man, you know, the Baptist churches that are doing something for God, they're not the biggest churches around. Have you noticed that? Does that mean that we're not right? And God's not right? And we're not doing right? No. But to the world, oh yeah, I have your little few. I'd rather have a few and be right than have thousands and have to compromise. I'm telling you. But that doesn't, But yet, what other? Where's the Bible now? Where's the word of the Lord now, Jeremiah? What people say. And then down here, keep going. He says, verse 15, where is the Lord? Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. But he says up in verse 'm gonna have to start over. No. just. All right, the day. Okay. Okay, verse 17, found it. Be not a terror to me, thou art my hope in the day of what? Are you gonna trust in the Lord in spite of the evil that's coming? You think evil's now? You think the government's corrupt now? You think their mandates are bad now? I heard a statistic that said 55% of Democrats wanted all unvaccinated people to be arrested and put in concentration camps. That's in America. That's in America. Because you didn't take a vaccination, which I believe is your choice. That's in America. So you think that days are bad? I see that they're going to get worse and worse. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. Look at this. The Bible says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall fade off the scene. Is that what your Bible says? It says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14, but continue thou. Amen. Hey, it's going to get worse and worse. Hey, if you're going to serve God and you're going to trust in God, it's going to be in spite of what's taken place. In spite of the elections, in spite of our government, in spite of their laws. Hey, you must determine, I'm going to trust the Lord and I'm going to do it in spite of, if we just wait, well, I'm going to serve God when things get better. I'm going to come back to church when things get better. You think you're ever going to come back to church? No. No. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Amen. So things are going to get worse. So the last point, we should trust the Lord. How do you trust the Lord? You trust the Lord by doing, I believe, a couple things. Number one, verse 16, as for me. Number one, you choose to trust in God. I have decided to follow Jesus. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my church family. But I can't make any of you do anything. Only one I can control is me. I mean, I can say you can't do that and there's consequences, you can't be here, you can't be in this. No, but I can't make you do anything. I can't make you come to church, can't make you have a good attitude, I can't make you say things right. You have to make that personal decision that you will serve the Lord. And in spite of the nation of Israel turning their back and Judah and turning towards other gods and forsaking God, Jeremiah said, hey, as for me, I don't know about anybody else, but as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And my kids, as long as they live in my house and eat my food and are under my insurance, there's some things that they need to do and they're not going to do in the house. And ungodly things, they can go do it somewhere else, but not in my house. And I want them to serve the Lord, and I want them to come to church if they're going to be in my house. But yet, I can't make them do anything, but as for me, you must make a choice. I'm going to serve the Lord. And then the last thing. He says in verse 17, be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the evil day. Then he says, he's talking to the Lord. Let them be confounded that persecute me. But let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Now I look in several commentaries to see what that meant. Didn't help me much. And if you know the interpretation, come on up and preach the rest of the message. But he's talking to the Lord. He's communicating with the Lord. He's being honest. And I think one of the biggest things, if you're going to serve the Lord, communication. You know, communication would probably solve 90% of problems in marriages, with kids and parents, with employees, with employers. This is what I expect. This is what you need to do. This is what you don't need to do. Kids, I'm so afraid to talk to my parents. Go talk to them. And I'm sure if they're loving parents, they're going to sit down and say, we will work through that. Just be honest. Just talk to us. Just tell us how you feel. I think Jeremiah was telling the Lord how he felt. Well, how? I'm not going to tell the Lord I feel this way about somebody. He already knows. He already knows. How could I admit that I want to do that or I'm thinking about that? He already knows. Hello. He's honest. He has a relationship with the Lord. He said, let them be confounded. Let them be destroyed. He's being honest. Communication, a relationship with the Lord. And I think that's two ways that we can show our, I'm determined, I'm going to trust the Lord. I don't know what you do. And I hope you do, and I encourage you to, and I want you to, and I'll be there for you. But if you don't, I'm still going to trust in the Lord. I'm still going to place my faith and trust. If the Democrat or if this party gets in, and the Republican Party lets me down, and the president lets me down, and hey, that's okay. But I'm still going to place my faith and trust in God, and then I'm going to communicate with my God. I think he was honest. just talk to the Lord. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I mean, the old devil gets in your thinking. Brother Stowe used to say, stinking thinking. Sometimes you start thinking, you say, that's not right. Why do I feel that way about that? So why do I feel... It's not of God. God, you already know it. I'm sorry. Would you help me with this? But I'm telling you, he had a relationship with the Lord, and he said, hey, Lord, here's what I want you to do, and was honest. I think if you're going to serve the Lord, I think he's deserving of our prayer, of our praise, of our... Oh, I'd never complain to the Lord, but... Well, we complain to everybody else, and the Lord hears it, and we think things. Instead of doing it out, why don't we go to the Lord? Hey, Lord, here's the way I think. Lord, here's what's on my heart. Lord, this is just me. I think Jeremiah was honest with the Lord, and I believe the Lord blessed, but I think he decided, as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. And I hope that you will trust the Lord. Any one of us any day can say, you know, I'm done. I'm done serving God. I'm going to go ahead and trust man. I'm going to trust my arm of flesh. I'm going to trust somebody else. I'm going to depart from the living God. But no matter what, I hope in your heart, you'll say, you know, I want to serve the God the rest of my life. I can't say I will, but I want to. That's my goal. That's my desire. That's what I want to do. And I know the Lord wants us to. He wants to follow. He wants to bless us. He wants to take care of us. Hey, I'm your fountain of water. I can take care of you. Or I'll help you. I'm the Almighty God. If we'll just realize that and trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust. Sang that song this morning. Trusting Jesus. That's all. Just trusting Jesus. If you're saved, you did it for salvation. We ought to do it day by day. Day by day. It's a choice. And it's a relationship with our Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you tonight. God, I thank you so much for the Word of God. God, I thank you for Jeremiah and God, how you told him to go take this message to your people. God, they didn't accept it well. God, some of them forsook the Lord and forsook Jeremiah, but he decided, hey, as for him, and he made that personal decision to trust in you. And God, I thank you for those that are here tonight. They made an effort to be in your house on a Sunday night. God, obviously they think about you. They want to serve you. And God, I pray that our wicked heart and our wicked thinking might not get in the way of us serving you and loving you and honoring you. God, help us to make that personal choice to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand tonight? As the piano begins to play and Brother Derek begins to sing, I don't know what it is. Maybe you need to do business with the Lord. Maybe you need to come to the altar or kneel where you're at. You say, Lord, I need your help. God, here's the honest truth. Really didn't want to come tonight. Really didn't want to read my Bible this morning. Really didn't want to have a right attitude. But Lord, could you help me? Lord, could you show me? Could you be with me? Whatever they need is a challenge you to come. Would you come?
Sweetly, Lord, we have heard thee calling. Come, follow me. And we see where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow.
Well, how do you serve God, preacher?
We will follow the steps of Jesus where
my choice.
They go.
I want to serve the Lord.
Though they lead
I want
o'er
to trust
the cold,
the
dark mountains, seeking his sheep. Or along by Siloam's fountains, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway
come.
Glow.
Do business with the Lord tonight.
We will follow the
sure,
steps
we're gonna fail,
of
we're gonna fall,
Jesus.
Trip up.
Where
we can be right with the Lord,
go.
Though. Love
then
the Lord. Be right with him. Back on track.
On high, he sees us all. Our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus end at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where
be seated quietly while these are still here at the altar tonight. God's people said,
amen.
Appreciate you being in the Lord's house tonight. Had some visitors this morning, praise the Lord. But I want to encourage you about Roundup Sunday, a couple weeks. We will have morning service, a meal, and an afternoon service right after that, and no evening service. And then that Monday night, Brother Miller will be back with us. And I hope you'll be in your place. I know you'll receive a blessing from Brother Miller, doing a great job there in Colorado Springs. Just looking forward to that day. Invite somebody to come with you. And we're going to give away 2 Schofield Bibles for those that bring the most visitors. A visitor is somebody that's would not have been in church at least in the month of September. They don't have to be first-time visitors, never come to church, but invite someone that's been gone and come back. And we're going to have some cards of people that have been visiting and people that haven't been here in a while, probably Wednesday night, for you to pick up and to call and go by, contact them. It means a lot for you to reach out. Sometimes they look at a pastor, that's your job. But if someone from the church reaches out and talks to them and encourages them, say, hey, been missing you, love for you to come, and have a special day, and then we'll have some flyers and made up for Roundup Sunday, and then the 8th, we'll have Glory Bound and another missionary, Jacob Jacobs. And so I'm excited about October and what the Lord's going to do, and excited for our church. So let's all stand. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 6:30 here at the church, ladies only. And guys, we have to find something else to do. Amen. Huh? Monday night football. We can go to taco shop, have a taco, and then go watch Monday night football. Anyway, so didn't have indigestion the rest of the night. Where are you going to be? Oh, amen. All right. Charles, you're going to be working tomorrow night? Most likely, all right. He practically owns the place now, so. All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Sure love you, sure appreciate you. Glad you're a part of our church. Wednesday night also, Patch Club going, 7 o'clock, and regular services. We'll be talking about the Antichrist and the false prophet. And so, Derek's twin brothers. I can't choose family, Joseph said. No, appreciate you, Derek. Would you dismiss us in prayer, please?